Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Get the mash.
Before the devil knows you're dead.
That's right. Get the mash with the bangers. Happy
That's
happy
a category.
St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day. That's right. I'd like to tell you that throughout the entire program today, I'll be doing the whole show in an Irish brogue.
That's
and
good.
If you have a problem with that, if you have any problem with that, send me a personal email. Send it to my email address. Right here is Mike O'Mara at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and I'll get your personal address and your phone number. Then I'll take a flight if I need to, or I'll drive. That would be in Florida. I probably don't drive to where you are, but I'd fly where you are, get off the plane, come to your house, knock on your door, and I'd fight you if you have a problem.
Mike, today everybody's a little bit Irish.
I'd drop me gloves and fight you. That's what I'd
fight.
Do. All right. I tasked all my mates here with a homework assignment, which I
yes.
really do, to come up with a limerick time. Limerick time for St. Patty's Day.
Now, a limerick is maybe the simplest of all poetic forms, named after County Limerick.
Rob,
in
I
Ireland.
Had a fatso moment with my wife this morning.
What did you do?
to put honey in my tea.
She, get she the gave honey, me, Junior.
Yeah,
for the instrument.
Exactly. She gave me a new brand of tea.
What is
and
it?
I thought it was just a tad bitter. Have no freaking idea. I've been working my ass off because we gotta, you know, get in here early.
Yeah.
What's going on? What was that little moment? What did I miss
what
over
moment?
There?
You see
what?
Everything, Mike.
I see everything. You're on the camera.
Eye.
What are you talking? Are you talking to Mac? What's going on?
I don't want him to ruin the show, Mike. He's got enough attention before the show.
What's he doing? What was he doing? You were speaking. You were addressing him. What was?
Well, Mike,
on,
it began, if I may say so, at 7:50 when Mac came in with a small cumulus gray storm cloud over his head, pissed
okay.
that he had.
Yeah.
To rise before the sun. And I believe the first words spoken were Adrian said to him, come look at the new shots in the computer. And Mac said, too small.
Look at him not laughing.
I know.
Look at him not
he
laughing.
Is, he is a wheelbarrow full of negative energy.
I understand that. And, you know, but let's be honest, the youngsters, except for Adrian, which, you know, Adrian has his own little schedule, like nocturnal and all
yeah.
that. So he probably doesn't have trouble with. But the younger the guy, the younger the guy, the more difficult it is probably to get up.
Not a lot of early risers.
Not always. I remember when the Junkies were on in the mornings, Mike.
They still are, I think.
WHFS.
Oh, yes.
And they would say, do you want to come in and drive cakes to work at 3:30 in the morning?
Oh,
and I was
God.
23, and I said, sure. And I would go pick him up for the chance that my voice would somehow get on the air.
Is there any better cakes than 3:30 cakes?
Whoa, wait. I want to get this. Cakes got a ride into work?
Mike, when we worked at WHFS, you had different management at WJFK. When it would snow, we would treat our DJs like rock stars. So they would
in
have
the snow.
They would have
in
someone go and drive
snow.
Them in, and I would be me because every
right,
other
so,
intern
so
was scared.
I just wanted to make sure that wasn't a regular. I remember when I was on the radio. I remember Howard when he got his big contract, one of them, I forgot which one it was, he had lots of big
right
that part of his deal would be he would
he
be
got
driven
Ronnie.
He would be
limoed the limo driver
in,
yeah
the
every
limo
every
driver.
Single
yeah.
day, which would allow you to do show prep or sleep or do ever, you know, whatever you wanted, and
get
always
handsy.
Thought that was kind of a sweet deal.
Oh yeah,
the thing about broadcast contracts or any contractual situation, sometimes when you're thinking it's just the vacation and the money, it's the little tiny things,
little things that
usually get ironed out at the very end that prove to be the best one. And I'll never forget the best one that Don and I blew off with Donnie from, and it was right at the tail end, and it was a contentious negotiation.
Blew
we
weren't off.
Getting we didn't look at it as anything special.
Yeah.
And it was right at the end where our agent, hey, stay cool, guys.
Hey, Donnie, how you doing?
And he came to us and he said, hey, guys, I got you. Listen, look, I think this is going to be good. And we're whining and we're complaining, making like a ton of money. Ridiculous. And he says, listen, I got you. I got a travel rider at the end of the contract where if you travel anywhere, and we didn't really know, you know, we couldn't think 2 inches in front of our face. If you travel anywhere, you're going to be able to travel first class travel. And we were like, yeah, yeah. What about the money? What about that? And then as the contract developed and we ended up getting affiliates and we traveled. Oh, my God.
Yeah, as someone who actually
best thing ever. Arranged, the best thing, spoiled me rotten. I would have never done it on my own.
As
never
someone who arranged class. Most of your travel, it was amazing.
Said, oh, hold on. Yes, you have. You've been in the front of the
plane. Hand of God.
Never have? Hey,
ever. You, in my never, life.
But the thing is, nowadays, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, the last 20 airplanes I've been on, you know, they hardly do it anymore. Well, I mean, with regional yeah, jets and Southwest and JetBlue.
But still, if you do, like, if you were like to fly to Los Angeles, like, it's still
I'm,
a big deal.
I'm, no, yeah. I'm the rube that goes and asks and says, hey, any upgrades?
In the old days, it occasionally worked. It did work in the old days.
What?
I watched later, the Rube. Greatest YouTube video of a guy, and he flew, I think it's Emirates. Is that the airline?
I've never heard of
Mike,
it.
Mike, you can the sleep middle, in on Emirates. It's
the
like a
Middle
cocoon.
Eastern
yeah.
Emirates. Oh, I was astonished. At
oh,
the
yeah,
level
I've seen the
luxury.
Planes where they look like little apartments.
I went, coach, unreal. To yeah. China. I know what it's like to live in those little seats.
And not just coach to China, next to the comically oversized Todd Moore.
Poor
who
Todd.
Is not, he's not heavy, he's just he's, 9 feet tall.
He's large.
And perfectly proportioned.
But anyway, I don't know how we got, how do we get on that subject?
First class or bust?
First class airfare.
Oh, first class airfare. Sorry.
Yeah, it was, because Kate's cool. got a ride in the snow.
Yes.
It was cool. I'm trying to think so the
Mac
best flight I ever
was
had.
Upset
the I know the best flight I ever had.
For coming in early, because we took him off his A game.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So his poor attitude plus
somebody else isn't on the A game. I can hear him. Hold on. It was screaming in the background. So it's early. We're taping early because Oscar's got a flight out to
Tell
the West
him
Coast.
It's showtime, and when it's showtime, it's shh time.
We put Mike. We put the shh in show.
Show
in the
show. So I tasked all the principals.
Yes.
The Rob and Oscar and our main man Pony Boy Matthew Bloom with a limerick, and I heard him again. Sorry, it's he's been a handful.
Why don't
today.
You bring
got
him in here, Mike? We should give him the shine he wants for the day.
No.
Mustn't reward good bad behavior.
Oh, you're right.
This would be like
St. Patrick's Day, son of mine.
Well, Mike, he's a little less Irish than you. He's because the blood has been watered down.
A little more country, a little more Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's featured in the show today.
Good.
I will tell you about that. He is. It's my son in sharing, and really,
sharing is caring.
When you have a youngster like that, there are times when you shouldn't laugh, but you cannot help yourself but laugh.
Yeah. Oh, I've been there, and you know what the worst thing is when you laugh, it's like giving them a free pass. Even
right,
if
exactly.
they know you're mad, the laughter diffuses all.
He's really unhappy. Hold on. Nope, can't hear anything. It's kind of like when you want to hear something, you don't hear something. But anyway, I gave everybody the task of doing of writing a limerick, and I'm all yours as far as the order. I have three. I have penned
as
one
do
for
I.
all three principles, okay?
I would like to start, if I can, because you know the in the comedy pyramid Oscar and I discuss often.
Yeah.
Let's start with a listener-submitted one, because I think it's nice when a listener submits
no,
a limerick.
No, I believe that, really? All right, okay, all right. But you know what? That's cheating as far as I'm concerned.
No, because they're still going to get the full bang of ours.
Who is the listener that does
I've never heard of this guy. Christian Fuller.
All right, lay it on us.
And it goes like this. There
Are
is
you going to do with an Irish accent?
There is a great show on the net. TMOS to your browser, please set. 5 shows a week plus 1 more. Nary a single one is a bore. If you listen, then it you will get.
Okay, then it you will get, like Yoda.
Yeah.
It you will get.
Yeah, I like
it you will get.
Not bad.
Okay. That's very nice. That's very nice.
Thank
to
you,
the
Christian.
Listener. In that short turnaround time, put that on, knowing we were going to do limericks.
Not
today.
Bad. Right. And they were paying attention, Mike.
Yes.
Look at the man that does. I'm looking at Oscar, like looking at his phone. Look at the man that puts his stuff. Everything's on his like electronic devices.
Does it flip you out when people do stuff on a phone?
Do you ever have anything that you do that's written down?
I think about the environment.
On like a regular, that you print out.
I think about the environment. And I say, why would I waste paper
thank you.
Okay. When I can go digital?
All right. Thank you for saving the planet.
Then call me Mr. EPA because I print everything in here. I seriously
Yeah,
print
and you know
everything.
What else? Not only do I print everything on paper, I defrost my car with a hairdryer.
Oh, nice.
Yes. I rarely do this.
What are you doing?
I print everything. Look, I'm just showing you.
Oh, all your papers.
Wow, okay.
Look at that. That's great.
Okay.
This is like the Blair Witch Project of your studio. Josh,
shaky cam. It does look.
Josh, if someone... Josh.
This is definitely a YouTube day.
Oh. That's hilarious.
All right, so you did three limericks. I did three limericks. How many did you do?
Two.
Two. Mac, did you get? Mac got one. Do you have one, Rob?
I have one.
And Adrian.
Oh.
Adrian has one as well.
All right, now let's give a good read on these, okay?
Yeah, come on.
Don't blow it.
Rob, I'll let you be the ringmaster. You go ahead and you task whoever you want to.
Well, I know that since we each have three, we should each go for. I'll lead off, and then
please.
You'll do one, okay?
All right. Okay.
And this one is about a pony, all right? And I'm not going to do it in an Irish accent because that, I think, is your thing. So,
thank you.
All right, here we go.
I'll do that. I'd be glad to carry that.
There once was a man named Bloom who kept a sugar glider in his room. Miley never feared death, for when she drew her last breath, she would enter Pony's anal tomb.
That's going to be
lovely.
I will be honest.
I can't win.
I don't know. There's just absolutely no way that I can compete with that.
Splendid
there's
imagery.
There's no way. That's spectacular.
Splendid Two imagery. Wins. And we've named the show. Right.
You know what? Since we're on Pony Boy, maybe you want me to give my
Yeah,
Pony
I would love
right
it.
Now?
I would love it.
Okay, here we go. Pony Boy loves anime. The Japanese. Let me start again.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on it. It just surprised me.
Right. Pony Boy loves anime. The Japanese style is his way. But as of this date, Pony still has no mate, and I'm reasonably sure that he's gay.
Oh!
That is great.
I love it.
Thank you.
All right, one from Oscar now.
It's about Pony as well.
Oh, good.
Now I'm not hoping for a great limerick. I'm hoping for something else. I hope I get
well,
what
I'm
I
not.
Go ahead.
Mike, really, this
by
is
the
what
way,
is known.
I will hit the bell. The bell will be hit if I get what I want.
Mike, I'm
this
not...
is what is known as a can't miss.
Mike, I'm not a wordsmith. You know this. So
I understand.
This was harder for me than
see.
Most.
Let's see. Rob, you will hear the bell if I get what I want.
Can't
go
wait.
Ahead, Oscar.
There once was a sugar glider named Miley who decided that she needed a friend to dialy. Miracle was taken out and Pony and her made out. Now they just don't ask what that's about.
You got exactly what you wanted. Because it's not a limerick.
It's
it was still insulting.
Sorry, Pony.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. 8:15 in the morning. I'm so happy already. All right. It's made my day.
Because,
I go home right now.
Because he
right
did
now.
It under duress, I say let us now go to Mac.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Because Mac
yes.
did not enter with a limerick, but he has yes. one now. So, Mac, please, it's all
you're
yours.
Enter the
traffic
dragon.
This is a limerick for...
Really, really project.
Yeah.
This is a
yeah,
limerick for
cause
a listener.
Oh.
Use your 9 a.m.
listener.
Voice. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Beasters is a player of Overwatch. I would like to kick him in the crotch. Little does he know that he really does blow, and he would be a better player of hopscotch.
Oh,
deeper!
Wasn't that great that we had that moment of joy, and then it was completely disappointing? Yeah. Just like
the
Mac.
You know what? The fuse lit real fast on the firecracker.
So do you want to go to Pony or Rofo for the next one?
Let's do Rob Ford.
Yeah, because I think Pony won't disappoint. I've got a prediction that he won't disappoint. He's just got that kind of brain.
Okay.
All right. Hi, Rofo.
Hello.
Long time no chat.
Yes. time Hello. No
this is Rob Ford, the executive producer of the Tony Perkins Show.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready, Rofo.
All
lay
right.
it on us.
Today, when Mac entered the room... His face was covered in gloom. His headphones weren't stereo. He said, "What's the dealio?" and promptly was canned by Matt Bloom.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Very good.
Right
very
off the clever. Top very of your good. Head. Well done. Well done. Now,
did Adrian have one? Did Adrian have one?
Adrian, you do. And Pony, you have one still.
Yeah, I have one.
But Mike, we each have two left.
I know. Let's go to Adrian. And
okay,
we'll go to
Adrian, go ahead.
All right. An intern named Diego there was, whose hotel non sequiturs caused much buzz. He muttered and stuttered, for his stomach was a flutter with nerves, or maybe dank bud.
Thank you. Not bad. Not bad.
Yes, but minus 2 points for writing about yourself.
You know why limericks are great? Because even bad limericks amuse me.
Yeah.
That's
all right, before we go to Pony, Mike, let's get one more from me and you. You go first.
Okay. So. All right. I've got one for Oscar.
Oh, me too. Good. Okay, excellent.
All right, here we go. Oh, Oscar, do you ever tire of putting those irons in the fire? You tell us each day that hard work is the way, but we think you're just a big liar.
Thank you.
Work speaks for itself, Mike.
All right. Well, you speak of him as a man of work. Here's one about Oscar as a man of leisure.
Oh, thank you.
All right, okay, go ahead. Lay it on us. All right.
Oscar heads to Arizona to spend time with Michael Corleone. Trying to look cool with a bottle at the pool while concealing a big Arizona bona.
The worst.
Bona.
Bona. Oh my God!
All right, let's see. We have Pony.
We do.
Is this just the last? Is this this isn't the last one?
No, because
right?
We each have one more. Mike,
yeah, I have one as well.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
I know of a man named Mike who rides on a motorbike. His hip isn't real, but you can still feel his shillelagh if you'd like.
Oh, you know, we're all punting these, but they're great. I love this.
Well, that's the thing. You know what? Minimum effort, maximum return.
Absolutely.
It's simply a limerick. Now,
okay,
here's Oscar.
It's official. This will be our St. Patrick's Day tradition.
I love it.
We have this every year. That's it. I've already said it.
And now Oscar to invent a new rhyme scheme.
Okay, very good.
There once was a name.
Hey! Hey!
Damn it. I got excited.
I can rhyme that
Take
word.
Take two. There once was a name.
Damn it!
There once was a man named Dirk, who never was a jerk. He chased after a wonderful Carla, always trying to get out of her bra. Oh, I messed that up! Let me take that again. You guys knew where I was going. Appreciate the laughs.
Yeah, nice.
There once was a man named.
NBA.
There once was a man named Dirk, who was never a jerk. No, I messed that up again. What an. Hold on a sec. 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for the 3, 2, 1. Like we're gonna fix it in post.
There once was a nice man named Dirk who could never be considered a jerk.
Better.
He chased.
Even though, I blew that one too.
But still better.
There's something weird about it. There once was a man named Dirk who could never be considered a jerk. He chased after a wonderful woman named Carla, always trying to get her out of her brawla.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
No, that's
the four line limerick.
All right, that is officially the worst. It's a four line limerick.
Yeah, there was no
capper. It was a quatrain.
It was a quatrain. It's like part of a sonnet.
But see, that doesn't disappoint me.
So no?
Okay. That's it.
There was effort.
All right.
Do you want to go? Because we have two more, one from each of us.
You go ahead.
All right, here we go. This is about you, Mike.
All right, very good.
Mike O'Mara, as a host, he is solid. He has his own show. You can call it. Even his wife gave a holler. She said, "I need $5. He said, "Okay, but I'll keep the wallet."
Oh, my God. All right, I'm getting tired of the limericks.
Do one more, now, and then we can start the program.
A capper, Mike.
Okay, I will be doing this in the dark Irish brogue. That is the bitter Irish bar fly. All right?
I understand.
All right. Here we go. We all laugh at lovable Rob. The boy even has his own mob. He's quick with the funny, and his mood's always sunny. But I wish he'd just do his job.
Oh, sick.
Ooh, we end on a dark note.
A microphone drop.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There once was a boy named... I'm going to do one on the fly right
Okay,
now.
Good,
I'm
gonna good.
I'm going to do three limericks on the fly.
Excellent.
And, you guys show off.
There once was an intern named Mac.
whose computer to him was like crack.
Nice.
He'd play every day and waste his hours away and give Mike O'Meara a heart attack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Overtime.
Victory.
Defeat. Robert Ford thought that he was the best, towering above all the rest. But we knew the truth was easy to... I can't find it.
It was gonna end up with his girlfriend's breast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all. Sorry about that.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Brawla.
You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomearashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, it's that time again. St. Patrick's Day has come and gone, and, well, the sons of Ireland are basking in the glow. You know, when I think of Ireland, I think of a lot of colorful Irish expressions like... Top of the morning to you. Kiss the Blarney Stone. May the road rise to meet you. May you be in heaven an hour before the devil knows you're dead. I'd like to smash you in the face with my shillelagh. Danny Boy, Begora, Wail of the Banshee End. Whiskey for the leprechauns, whiskey for the leprechauns. But the expression I think most people identify with the Irish is, of course, the luck of the Irish. Yes. Luck of the Irish. Sure. Say you're in a pub somewhere in Ireland. Oh, anywhere in Ireland. Some guy comes up to you and says, "Hey, is that a bomb I hear ticking?" Then BAM! Your small intestines are on the ceiling and your brains are in your car across the street. That's the luck of the Irish for you. Look, who's kidding who, okay? Let's talk about the bad luck of the Irish, all right? How about this? Potato famine! How about that? It scares them, doesn't it? Well, it should. That's why they came here in the first place, so they wouldn't have to work in the potato fields. That's why they became politicians, priests, and cops. Luck, give me a break. I got a friend, his name is Dan Sullivan.
John, wait a second. Get to the point.
He's Irish as they come. We used to drink together a lot. After two drinks, he would look like an Irish pirate, you know? Yeah, you think he had luck? In one day, he got his car stolen, and the stupid, he had no insurance and no license, and then he gets locked up for being drunk, okay? So after that, he takes off for someplace like India or Nepal or someplace like that. And his mother dies, you know? So they wire him and tell him to come to the funeral. You know, of his mother's funeral, that's
John,
all.
John, what
wait, one second, wait. And he's in India, Nepal, sitting squat-legged, listening to some sacred cow. So he comes back, and he gets stopped at U.S. Customs for trafficking in illegal drugs. Not holding, he's trafficking. I mean, here's this guy, Sullivan. His old lady kicks off, he gets popped at the border, and he's sitting on 50 pounds of black Tibetan finger hash and two keys on slam. Now, that's not bad luck. That's dumb luck. I don't think luck has anything to do with it. I think it's brains. I don't think the guy has any brains at all. First of all, he's a drunk, then he's a junkie. Now, I don't know what's worse. Don't ask me. Ask Sullivan. And what happens? He calls me up and he says, "Hey, man, I got busted in the border. I need $5,000 bail, you know?" Wait a second. I said, $5,000, man. I've never even seen $5,000 in my life. So don't ask me for it, man. Why don't you ask your mother? Which is a dumb thing for me to say because his mother just died. I got this drunken Irish junkie who wants to kill me because of what I said about his mother being in terminal dreamland, you know? Oh, girl, one thing, boy, just get me out! One thing! They love their mothers, boy! Oh, they love their mothers! It's mama this, and mama that! Oh, my Irish mother! Ireland must be heaven because my mother comes on there! I can't!
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. Mike O'Meara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You don't get a whole bunch of stuff that's over 40 years old.
Yeah.
That's edgier and funnier than anything you would see on the same program today. It's a tribute to Saturday Night Live that they're still on the air.
Yeah.
And their ratings, because of the Trump crap,
yeah,
they're higher than they've ever been in a long time. But the fact is, that's John Belushi from the early days of Saturday Night Live.
When he says, "Oh, they love their mothers!
Mothers, boy! They love their mothers!" How about the drug slang? that
oh,
really
that the
could
crowd
be,
lights up. Yeah, they love that, that.
And that could only be offered by someone who was in the know.
In the know.
We have Belushi, God rest his soul. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. I've got the controllers. I've got it right here in my hand. I'm looking at your phone calls. I'd love to take them, so call me anytime,
cool.
Okay?
Just
I'm
call.
Right here, ready to believe you. Our show today brought to you by Distilled. Let me tell you something about Distilled Jeans. Our listeners are responding, and we are delighted
yes.
that
yes.
you are responding, because our listeners at TMOS know value. They know what a good deal is.
They're in the know.
And Distilled, they are in the know. And Distilled is spelled D-S-T-L-D, distilled.com, the best place for you to get your jeans for casual and professional use. You wear them all the time, but they shouldn't cost you a month's rent. Oscar Santana, who's going to Arizona in his Distilled jeans.
Mike, when Shannon was packing my travel bag, because that's just how I roll, I
yes.
said, all I want is Distilled jeans in there. That's all I need. My two pairs, and I'm good to go.
That's right.
Two pairs of Distilled jeans, because he knows he gets the deal. That's DSTLD. They use the best luxury grade denim. But here's the thing. Jeans that are going to cost you hundreds of dollars at the mall are going to cost you just $75. They're amazing jeans. They're the best. Oscar lives in them. These are not bargain bin jeans. Distilled jeans look great. Last forever and are guaranteed to fit, because if they don't, they'll send you a new pair until
yep.
the fit is perfect. That's the way they roll. Plus, Distilled has outerwear, leather jackets, t-shirts, and more. Elevated style and quality without elevated prices. Just go to distilled.com/TMOS right now.
When?
Right now.
Okay.
And get 10% off. 10% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for 10% off right now. This is a spotlight advertiser for TMOS, folks. If you need a pair of jeans, get them at Distilled.
Do it.
I'm telling you to do that for us. That helps the show enormously. You will do us a solid if you do that. DSTLD. Try them for yourself. Find out how phenomenal they are. Five easy letters. DSTLD.com/TMOS. And thank you, everybody. Well, it's official. Happy St. Patty's Day to one and all.
Woo!
Let me see. Rob Spiewak, no.
Nope.
Oscar Santana, no. Ponyboy no. Matt Bloom, no. Mac, the headphones don't count. Rofo, don't see what you're wearing. Any green on you, Rofo, at all?
No, I punted.
No, you punted. Adrian, any green today?
Yep, I'm wearing ferns.
Yeah, but it's go in front of the camera.
He's
and
wearing
I don't
ferns.
Think it counts.
I'll be the judge.
No. I don't think it counts. You know what it is?
Turquoise.
It's accent green.
Yeah, you look like you're going to hang 10.
Yeah.
That's a surfer shirt.
Duke Bardwell.
Nah, doesn't count.
No.
No. Doesn't count. No. Not the kind
no.
of green. So,
eighth grade call. They say they want their sweater back.
I win, though. Look at this. Can you see it?
Yeah, though you got the beautiful
OP.
Boston Red Sox Shamrock. This is the hat that the Red Sox will wear only on St. Patrick's Day, right?
Yeah, we're going to the game today. We're going to the St.
Cool.
Patrick's Day Red Sox game. And then next season, we had a big discussion in the O'Mara house.
Uh-oh.
It's just not the, what is the Oscar's
ROI.
Juice ain't worth the squeeze.
Yeah.
Just isn't as fun as it used to be. And I'm, you know, I can't sell them. So, you know, that's it. Bye, spring training. It was fun. It was fun down here. You know,
that sucks, Mike.
But I'll be running around next year.
He can
year
still
time,
go to
so.
The games.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
But,
I'll go to the games and I'll get a ridiculously underpriced ticket online because that's what I've been doing.
Full price.
Right.
And he'll get
By
better
the way,
seats.
I used to. Yeah, you know, the bottom line is I used to take two seats and pay for all of my seats with what I'd sell the other two seats for.
What if.
That's the way I used to roll.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen anymore. Not even close this year.
What if
not
the Red Sox win the World Series this year? Will the tickets be of better value?
If the Red
year?
Sox go far in the World Series or have a great season or something changes
right.
Dramatically, I withhold the right to change my mind. But
good.
But right now,
good.
It's just not, you know. I mean, we ask people if they want to go with us. Nobody wants to go. It's
we
ridiculous.
Ask you, do you want to go to a baseball game?
I mean, ultimately, I think it's fun for a first-timer. It's not fun to watch about a bunch of overpaid athletes run around, no big names anymore,
They're
with nobody
Tinder.
That gives a rat's ass about
Tinder?
Being there. They don't want to be there. And it's old people just sitting there. It's
Man.
Not loud. It's not boisterous. And it's not what it used to be for me.
Mm.
It used to be, you know, be careful when you get used to something, because then it doesn't become, when it's not as special, it's not. And what makes it special is going once in a while.
Mm. And it's going to free up a lot of money that you can use for your zoo passes.
By the way, would that
That's for anything.
I don't know. Wouldn't that apply to all, maybe outside of NFL season ticket holders because it's once a week?
No, but you know what?
I own NFL season tickets and I went.
It's not special,
and
right?
And even with the big games, let's say Philly, Cowboys, anything like that, right?
It loses its luster, right?
Beg people. Beg.
In the rare.
Come with me to a game.
I can
Do
rarely.
Do you want these tickets?
I can come rarely one up Oscar. I used to go to every home game and watch them from the field.
Big Daddy Wilkinson!
And it really was one of the greatest things. The first game of the year when you went out there,
yeah.
It was amazing. And then
the weather was nice.
The middle of November when it's cold and they're statistically eliminated from doing anything, you dread it. You literally dread it. And I would say, Carrie would say, you have something that anyone in the city would give their arm
for. No, they make you believe that.
Yeah.
That's not the case because you have a better experience watching it at home now that people can buy 70-inch screen TVs at Costco.
Look, there's nothing like watching
Amazon.
For me. There's nothing like watching
Thank you.
Because of the generosity of Stephen Douglas McIntyre and the
fan
club.
SDM, baby.
And all the people, I'm going to be going to the first Masters tournament that I've ever been to. Now that's the gold standard of a sport.
Yes,
that's the championship. That's the Super Bowl. That's going to be, and it's going to be my first time and my last time. And I think that.
Hey, Judge. Fun in Georgia.
Yeah, it looks great on you, though.
Is that Vernon Jordan?
But outside of that, I mean, really, outside of your team, outside
What's
of your team
here?
Playing for a championship, it's not. You know, I mean,
Yeah.
I don't know, that's what I
and even then, in a weird way, while the Masters is going to be fun and amazing.
Not what it was.
I want to see Tiger there.
It's not what it was, right? Because you got these.
It's not
got
the
guys,
sport that it was 15 years ago.
You got 400 guys with 29-inch waists that all look the same. And I feel the same way about golf. Now, Tiger's playing in it, as far as I know. You know, and that would be, my God. How incredible would to be if I was even around that. It would be
But the Masters is something you have to, if you're a fan and you can, and somehow it can happen, if you go once in a lifetime.
It happened because of the people who listen to the show, and I'm stunned at the
once
I'm so grateful
in
to
a lifetime experience.
Sure.
Right? You know, but I'll say for these season ticket holders, whether it be baseball, the NBA, or the NFL. To a man, the people, and I know people that have season tickets, in different whether they're fans or for the corporate, whatever it is. Every time I get an email or a Facebook message from them, do you want to go?
Yeah.
And I'll go because I don't go all the time, right? Mm-hmm. But I know. And for example, hockey. If you give me tickets to hockey, I'll go. It's awesome.
Yep.
But God forbid I had season tickets.
Yeah, I think
it's a lot of time commitment. It's a huge time commitment. Yeah.
You know,
for anything.
A guy to ask would be somebody like a goat that's gone to so many hockey games. But, you know, some people dig it so much. But we'll see. I always just put a question mark. But today should be interesting because I think it's going to be great people watching. And then, you know, we've got a babysitter where our babysitter is going to be picking up our little guy at school. So we've got kind of a St. Patrick's Day. We're not planning on.
Wow, the whole day, really?
Yeah, we're not planning on doing the day drinking experience this time. We're just not because we got a big weekend planned. And
right,
we're
adults.
Be, fresh. But we're definitely going to roll around. And see what's going on. And I have no idea what the day is going to bring. And I really don't remember a St. Patrick's Day like that in my life. I have worked on so many. This is kind of our New Year's Eve. You know?
Yeah.
I've worked on so many St. Patrick's Days.
Get to the
days,
bar at 10 a.m.
Well, before you even owned a bar. Before you even owned
11.
Even owned a bar, we'd do live broadcasts from Irish pubs. It was always a big work day.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's cool that you'll get a chance to really enjoy it and remember it.
Absolutely. And it's bittersweet. It's bittersweet because, you know, a year ago, tomorrow I lost my mom and it's just, you know, I've been communicating with my family members and, you know, just an interesting story about that and something that Kathy and Paul had, my sister and brother-in-law had planned a dream trip. I told you this story, I think, about the fact that they were traveling across the country, across the Atlantic. They were going over to Europe.
Right.
And they had this dream trip that they had planned and saved for really for an amazing amount of time. And this is they described this as the greatest trip of their lives, where they're going skiing in, I'm not sure exactly where it is, but they're
in the Alps.
They're in the Alps somewhere, and they're both big skiers. And this was their dream trip, and we agonized because my mom was at the end of her life, and we didn't know if she'd hang on for 3 days, 3 hours, 3 months, three weeks. We didn't know, and we sat in their kitchen with the three of us, just you know, tears in our eyes, trying. And I said, "That's why I'm here." And you remember, I came up to Boston,
right,
to be there for the 7 days. But at the same time, if my mom was with her last moments, they didn't want to go, and they agonized over it. And my mom, right before she passed away, was very aware of this trip they were planning. So she was that lucid and that aware, right down to the moment. I think 2 days before she passed away. In fact, the day after they left, when I came in on Thursday morning, which was St. Patrick's Day last year,
right,
and I walked in and my mom was very, very medicated, and she still managed to say to me, "Did Kathy and Paul go on their trip?" I said, "Yes, Mom, they did." And she said, "Good." It was her last solid, because my sister had been the caretaker.
That's awesome.
For my mom all those years. And you know what? You can speculate as to what was my mom's motivation, that maybe at the end of her life, she didn't want my sister to be there and she thought I could handle it, or she didn't want my sister to be there because she didn't want to say goodbye like that to my sister. I don't know what it was, but the fact is my sister's intent was not to be not around when my mom passed away. So we had to make the tough call. And we assumed at that moment, because she was in that kind of shape on Wednesday, that she was probably she had a few weeks left, and she was in bad shape, but she wasn't in dire straits. And then when we made the call, they were going to take off, and on Thursday morning they were going to go on their trip. And I said to myself that when I go in and I see my mom, I said, the one thing that I resign myself to do is that when I see my mom, I will give her an evaluation. My sister, as she's traveling, I will give her an honest evaluation. No matter what, I will tell you exactly the way. And I went in, and my mom went from a 10 to a 3 in 24 hours. It was the most dramatic thing I'd ever seen. She was, she was medicated. She was really in tremendously bad shape. And when I say bad shape, she wasn't in pain, but she was medicated.
Sure.
And it was obvious that she'd taken a turn, and that things were going to happen very quickly. So much so that on Thursday, when I got home, Thursday afternoon, I called my sister, gave her the honest assessment. They were in an airport somewhere, and they turned around, and the next morning they got a flight out and came back over. And while they were in the air, my mom passed away. And it was something that, it was an element of this story of losing my mom that I haven't told this story, that it was an element of it where my sister, her life had been taking care of my mom for a very long time. She had been there. She had picked the place where the facility she was going to go to. She would see her at least once a week, a lot of times two and three times a
right.
week. And she was the caregiver. And so as sad as I was to lose my mom, who lived a good long life at 95, the person I felt the worst for was my sister. And the purpose of the story is to say yesterday, Thursday, same day, I got a text from my sister who was at the airport, and all the people at this place where they had made their arrangements were kind enough to actually keep everything the same and allow them to take this this trip, and they're on that trip now. And they're taking
Are they
it,
really?
Away. Wow. Yeah, and it was just, and so that's, it's just stunning
Wow.
how identical everything is, that they are there. Now they're hopefully going to have a great trip. Of course, it's going to be bittersweet at the same time. But I then immediately, right afterwards, it was so weird, I got a text from my niece. And my niece was across the bed holding my mom's other hand as she passed away. My niece Jessica and I will bond forever. And lo and behold, my niece Jessica has family down here as well. And she's arriving tonight.
Oh,
and
we're
gonna
wow.
spend, oh, that
we're gonna
is
spend
cool.
time together this weekend. So it's just
wow.
you just wonder about, nobody's planning. Jessica didn't plan to come down
no.
here. Kathy and Paul planned this trip, but it's just we're all, as a family, when you experience loss, you will all, the people that have experienced this know what I'm talking about. You
yeah.
have a connective tissue among your family members that that has to be extremely strong.
Unbreakable, Mike. It is unbreakable. I'm with you. It's okay.
It has to be strong on a weekend like this, because that's what it's all about. So we will take a break. And I love you. Family. It's all about. That's what it's all about. Sorry I got all Irish. I may have been a little overserved last
night. It's the day to do it.
Yes, St. Patty's Day. Sorry, guys. But that's the story of my family. I love my family members. Mike. And for Jessica, for Kathy, for Paul, for all of them, for Carla. Very special weekend for all of us. And God love Mary O'Mara. She did not expire on St. Patrick's Day. She waited till the day after. And I love her for that. We'll take a break. Come back and get back on track. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
What's shepherd's pie?
Ground beef.
Shepherd's pie is ground beef. It is mashed potatoes, and it is carrots and peas. And the carrots are almost minced. They're cut so finely.
I'm going to offend people, but I'll say this.
Yes.
It's like
good introduction.
It's like a poor man's dish, right?
It is made for shepherds.
Fatty McFadigan, can I answer this, please? Hey. He's talking about a restaurant that I own where I serve this food. Can I talk about it, please?
It doesn't really, please. My weight doesn't enter into it. You can call me a bad disc jockey, but don't call me fat, please.
Okay, thank you. The fact is, well, I'm fat, too. You can call me fat.
I know, but it hurts.
But we both, it's food, and we both get boners, and we both decide we're going to scream at Oscar.
My raging mashed potato erection.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Bonus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody, guess what Oscar Santana took to the studio today? He took a Lyft.
Yes!
Woo! That's right. He got in a Lyft. He didn't drive himself. He took a Lyft because then he's going to take a Lyft to the airport because he's flying to Arizona, too. If you're not using Lyft, you're making a horrible mistake because Lyft is the best way to get safely from here to there without hassle or dropping a ton of cash. Lyft is the app that gets you a ride in minutes on demand 24/7 for less than the cost of a cab. Just download the app, request a driver, and they show up on average 3.5 minutes later. Every Lyft driver fully vetted. Did you get a good vetted driver this morning, Oscar, when you were taking your Lyft up
Mike,
to the studio?
Mike, and it only cost me $4.12 to get here.
From a man that used to pay $11 to park.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Lyft is the best, and Lyft isn't the biggest ride-sharing app, but it's the highest-rated and fastest-growing. This is quality over quantity. No drunk driving, no more bumming rides, and you never have to park. Take it from your house that's 2 minutes away and drive up the hill. Right now, Lyft has an amazing offer just for our listeners. 3 free rides. That's up to a $30 value. When you enter promo code TMOS, just download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. Boom, bam, 3 free rides, up to $10 each, up to a $30 value. Just remember our promo code TMOS. How traditional. An Irishman gets emotional on St. Patrick's Day. Jesus.
Yeah, really, Mike, I was hoping during the promo you might slip into a green tuxedo.
Oh, my God. Oh, I don't even know if I'm going to wear green outside. I'll wear the hat.
The hat is a classy touch.
I like the hat. The hat's especially St. Patrick's
to dinner.
Day
yeah.
hat. So yesterday I pick a to dinner, yeah, to a luxury meal.
One of
smash,
Fort Myers' finest Irish buffets.
We don't know what we're going to do. I think we're going to drive around and look at old people.
Well, the Tiki Bar.
They love St. Patrick's
Day. Look at those spots.
The Tiki Bar has no food.
The Tiki Bar?
The Tiki Bar.
Did you say Tiki?
Yeah, quite on purpose. I think it's fun to say Tiki.
We're not going to the Tiki Bar. We're not going to go to the Tiki Bar.
Oh, okay. Because yesterday the plan was to go to the Tiki Bar.
You going to O'Flannery's?
Yeah.
Seamus O'Brien shenanigans?
The plan might have gotten sidetracked a little bit, unfortunately. So.
Does it have to do with last night's service? Yeah, you mentioned it might have been overserved.
It was just a later night than we expected last night.
What made it later?
Stayed out late and had a pretty good time.
Well, tell us.
Oh, where did you go?
We don't do anything fun.
I didn't know you went out.
We went out to, there was a game, a 6 o'clock game last night, and then we went to the Tiki Bar afterwards.
Oh, okay. That's what he didn't want to tell us that. He went to the Tiki Bar already.
I didn't want to tell you that.
Tiki Bar.
You don't want to tell things, okay? You know, but the thing, you know what I do want to tell? Things, please,
people.
Mr. Man, stop it. Really quick, because we got to take a quick break here.
Yes,
I have to tell you, I pick up my kid at school yesterday, and Mrs. O'Mara left early to bring donuts to the teachers for St. Patrick's Day,
which I thought
was a really sweet thing. Carla's really cool. Why are you smirking?
Thinking of when my kid was in preschool, and he had a fleet of teachers that would love donuts.
Sturdy.
Turns out one of his teachers is named Carla, and she didn't eat the donut.
Oh.
And that's where the story gets. And so my kid... I wasn't really paying attention. I was getting ready to do the show. Mama took him to school, and occasionally I will help out and pick him up at school just to be a good Mr. Mom. But I didn't know that they'd gotten a whole box of donuts to bring. I thought she was taking the kid by, because he goes to the finest school, by the donut shop near the dog track.
Mm. Oh, is that DJ Donuts?
It's Trackside Donuts.
Trackside.
Oh, of course. Not the one owned by the old
DJ Donuts is on the other side of town.
The fastest insulin to your body.
So they left
doesn't
early
because
they were going to get donuts.
The opposite.
Time to make the donut. At Trackside, the donuts are always fresh.
I've been fascinated by this place. It's been there for a million years. I've seen this place
T-R-A-K?
I don't know.
New construction, old construction?
Old, like when you remember the old A-frame buildings,
yes.
Like
yes,
the, where they sell like stuff, like a breakfast place,
like the Hamburger Hamlets.
Yeah, yeah, like a tiny
little
A-frame,
guys.
like a redwood
or
colored,
an old IHOP,
like a Hojo's or something.
Hojo.
Right? But it's literally they've cleared all the lots around it, so it's in the middle of nowhere. I've been driving by it for
they own the land,
years,
Mike.
Mike, that's the land where they raise the wheat to make the donuts.
Know, it's an amazing intersection where this Trackside Donuts is.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they.
They probably sold the rest of the land, but there's got to be some nephew or grandson that loved the donut place.
Johnny Trackside. Yeah.
You know, Johnny, you bring that up. I asked Carla when she went in, I said, so what was it like? What was it like inside? Because we were kind of curious. She said, it had a certain, Carla said that this was her quote, not mine. It had a certain crystal meth quality. This is seriously. Now I remember
front.
What she said. This is what she said to me. She
that
said,
is so
the
great.
The girl, the too thin girl who was handing out the donuts,
yes.
appeared to be with her tongue putting something in and out of her mouth,
like a razor.
Oh,
like
you know
a,
what?
Like
I bet what it was.
Or something.
No, I bet what it was. Teeth. She was. She might have had like a dry socket. And she was just feeling it, you know, because sometimes you just got to feel
right.
that stuff.
It's so nasty. So nasty. So I find the whole donut thing out again when I go to pick him up because she said, there's a donut for your son in the car that I promised him after pickup from school. Don't eat it. And I'm like, okay, I won't eat the donut. And I get into the car and I see wrapped in a paper towel sitting on the seat. Is obviously a donut.
Isn't it
and I
warm
knew
there?
Because on the drive down, it really wasn't that warm here.
Oh, okay.
And as the drive down to school, I knew the donut was in the passenger seat next to me because the donut was talking to me. As Rob can relate, the donut was like,
eat me. It talks.
Eat me.
Hey, I'm yours. Sometimes it's, how you doing, buddy?
He doesn't need the donut.
How are you? How are you?
You know, he's three. He wouldn't even
He
wouldn't even miss this donut. Yeah. He wouldn't miss it. So I get to school and I don't touch the donut because I do want to.
Attaboy, Mike.
Mike, that is impressive. I thought you would have just killed it.
It's my kid. He wanted the donut.
He wasn't going to miss it.
He was promised the donut.
And Mike, real quick, I feel I should throw in that on Yelp they have a 4.6 out of 5 rating.
Woo!
Trackside Donuts and Cafe, 28001 Old 41 Road, Bonita Springs, Florida.
Thank you, Rob. All right, very good. Hey, let's take a break. I will come back and I will tell you how my kid reacted to the donuts because it's pretty, it's every bit three.
Ah,
every bit being a 3-year-old. And we will do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Emotional Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Tony Perkins, from The Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein. And this week we have a great one. Grant Paulson from 106.7 The Fan joins us. He is the midday guy who actually is in the time slot that Oscar Santana used to be on. So he's kind of Oscar's replacement on 106.7 The Fan. I'm not sure if that upset Oscar. But
Tony just catching up with
him. He's on the show talking about all
the Redskins
problems. We also review our night at Caroline's in New York City. Suffice to say, it didn't go quite as well as we had hoped, but it's very funny. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app. Oh, yes, and buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
What if on NBC, when they went to commercials on the news, they left the anchor up so we could laugh and talk and comment during the promos.
I love it. I love Tony Perkins. It's the best. I really do.
It's
I
a great Tony. Show this week. I'm not a boxing guy, but that boxing interview is fascinating.
Mike Wise.
Rofo, before I tell you about Vistaprint, I have to ask you, regarding the Tony Perkins show, how cool was it to be at Caroline's Comedy Club?
Oh, it's a legendary venue in New York. It's wonderful. You know, the staff could leave something, you know, to be desired. But building was wonderful.
They accused Rofo of stealing.
They did.
What?
They made him empty his bag.
Fact.
You got to check out this week's podcast.
Fact.
Oh, my God. Listen to the Tony Perkins show, please. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. We love Vistaprint. You will love Vistaprint. They're all about supporting small business owners. Rob Spiewak, here's the deal. 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks.
And,
yes,
Mike,
Rob,
it doesn't have to be for a business. It could be for your favorite disc jockey, because guess who got a present? Mike O'Mara got a present. You got a present this week from listener Zach Zabrowski. We'll drop these in the mail today. Look how beautiful these are.
Oh, yeah.
Just simple graphic.
It says,
nice and clean.
Hold it up to his camera for him. It just says DGH, Mike O'Mara. So thank you, Zach Zabrowski, for custom designing that card. That's not even a template. That's a custom designed card.
I tell people now all the time, DGH.
Isn't it great?
That's it.
When something great happens, I said, DGH.
But the thing is that $9.99 for 500 cards, you can take something as simple as DGH and turn it into something for under $10.
I'll be handing them out at cocktail parties across the country. Seriously, I love that. That's great. But I would love to, somebody to design a card with MikeOMaraShow.com on it. Yeah. I'd love to do that, because people always ask, and
don't forget, we're all like looking for anti-Rob cards too.
Anti-Rob cards.
So
very
send
good.
Them in. Two B's and Rob.
Vistaprint cards are totally customizable front and back. Thank you for doing that. We appreciate it. Thanks for patronizing Vistaprint. Remember, use the TMOS code at Vistaprint.com and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com and use TMOS. Order today. Your chance to look professional on any budget. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today. Yeah, so donuts were the word. And, I will tell you that we love being Floridians. It's great to be down here. And I do love the school that my kid goes to. But being a three-year-old, sometimes you know you're not supposed to laugh, but you cannot help yourself. So
it's not one. It is really the hardest thing I would say about being a parent sometimes.
Jesus. And just having a boy and the stuff that comes out of his mouth. And I go to pick him up at school, and I didn't realize. I thought that Carla was going with a little guy to get him a donut before school, and she was going to go to school. I didn't know that she was buying like a dozen donuts for the teachers to bring to be there. And so the way this is getting it from the three-year-old, and I could tell because I pick him up, and they've just been on the playground right before pickup, and his cheeks are all red because he's vascular because he's been running his ass off.
Probably sweaty.
Probably needs more water. And then the drill is I take him in, and I go to pick him, and all the kids are they're just – it's not even describable how adorable these kids are. I mean, God, I wouldn't want to be with a whole classroom full of them all day. How these saints of teachers do it is beyond me. But I see that I see the box of that looks like a box of donuts. And Michael immediately on pickup is saying something, donut, something. All right, donut. I said, and we always do the check. Do you have to pee? Because if he doesn't pee, you don't want him to have to pee in the car. So he goes into his little perfect three-year-old bathroom. That has the mini toilet.
Yes.
It's just this tiny little gnome toilet that he has. And he usually pees. And then it's out to the car. We say goodbye to everybody. And the entire ride back home, about a 25-minute drive back home, he is telling me how much he hates sharing donuts with people.
Oh, my God.
And he said, Dad, I don't like sharing donuts. And I'm like, well, Michael, didn't you get a donut? Yes. I don't like seeing, and then he proceeds to list almost every child at the class. I don't like seeing Hope eat donuts. I don't like seeing Presley eat donuts. I don't like seeing Colton eat donuts. I hate it when Ryan eats the donuts. And I can't, and I'm like, Rob, I can't
that's so great.
Help. And then he's looking at me and he's getting upset because I am crying. cracking up.
Yeah, you can't help it.
Because so why do you hate? I just hate having them eat the donuts. And we drive for 10 minutes more, and I'm like, how you doing, buddy? Good. I don't want to share my donuts next time. And the donut conversation, for the first time, this conversation lasts from the beginning of the ride all the way to the end of the ride.
Wow. I mean, and you know, it's amazing. Donuts, it's still, it's at the very base of it, it's amazing that a boy of his age is carrying a topic for a half hour ride. I'm sorry that it's an anti-sharing topic.
No, yes. I thought it was, I don't know enough about this. Why does he hate it?
I don't know, and I was trying to get to the bottom of it, and I can't get it. I can't. You know,
I don't blame him.
I can't get the nuance. I can't get the psychological details.
Is it because he wants all the donuts to himself, or is it that he doesn't like sharing, period?
You know, Oscar, you and I both, the last thing we ever want to do is throw our ladies under the bus in any way. But I will just tell you this. It seems
to me. Why was I not included in that?
Because I don't think you are, in this regard, I don't think you are a non-generous sort. I think that here's the point I'm trying to make. When I go to dinner, if we go out to dinner or we're at a friend's house to dinner, and I'm sitting close to my wife, when the food arrives, this is, I've never probably discussed this, learned when the food behavior arrives at the table, it is usually acceptable behavior for Mr. O'Mara to offer Mrs. O'Mara a taste of his food before he enjoys his own. It's not a big bite. It's just a taste.
Would you like some?
And when it comes to food, my very generous wife, my wife who does many things for me, taking care of this elderly man in Florida.
Yes.
But the fact is, when it comes to, hey, Mac, we keeping you up, dude? Are we keeping you? Really? Do you want a fucking cot? Do you want a fucking bunk bed outside? Jesus Christ, go outside if you're going to lay back in your chair. And you, did you see that? This is what, I'm sitting there in the middle of this monologue. Let me show you what I just looked at. I swear to Christ. We're going to have a little broadcasting 101 here. I look over and this is him. This is him.
Hey, you know what? It really is a almost like a commercial for our video cameras.
Oh, my God.
Because you're
God.
Catching everything. I think that's terrific.
Oh, my God.
You've got nothing to say for yourself, do you?
You are something else, you arrogant little snot-nosed twerp. I swear to God.
You know what my grandparents would call him? Piece of
What's
work.
That?
He's a piece, of, piece work. Of work.
You're a piece of work.
You are a piece of work.
What time did we get to bed last night, Mac? Right up to the microphone, as they have to tell you every f***ing time. Right up to the microphone, please. Yes.
About 10:30.
10:30?
Yeah.
Oh, I would kill for 10:30.
By the way,
that is awesome.
He didn't go to bed at 10:30.
Oh, he might have laid down at 10:30, but then there was stuff to do.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
Mac, you weren't asleep at 10:30 last night.
I was asleep by like 10:45 or something.
Were you really?
Yeah, I took I knew I had to get up early, so I took some NyQuil.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
this makes sense.
Gee, can't imagine why getting up. What time did you get up to come to work today?
6.
Yeah, that's 6:15. He's murdered. He's murdered.
You know what happens when I get up at 6? I say, Christ, I overslept. Now, when you're taking NyQuil, you don't have any symptoms that NyQuil would relieve, right? So you're really self-medicating.
Yes.
And you take a lot of pills.
Yes.
Okay, so here's my takeaway from this conversation. Don't take NyQuil.
I hate to defend him.
We can't judge him.
I can.
If you need to go to bed, NyQuil will do the trick right away. Now, unfortunately, the next day, you got to shake it off. You didn't take a shower today, right?
No, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, son?
Hey, you know what's great, though? He hasn't coughed.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah, no sniffles.
I've seen a lot of studio yawns. The best is when a broadcaster stifles a yawn.
Oh, and you're like, hard.
Oh, really?
On the air,
You know who was the greatest yawn stifler on our show? The guy that was into it the most. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, I yawn. Yeah, don't think they'll don't they? And he was so bad at stifling it was always be like.
This is the best YouTube day in ever. Months. It really is.
Bacon.
All right. I gotta go walk my cat.
Okay, stop. We miss him every day.
I do.
But
more
anyway,
and more.
The fact is, getting back to my kid, do you like donuts, Mac? Do you enjoy sit up straight? Keep your sit up straight. Engage I don't want to see your back touch. There you
not
go.
Not a big fan of donuts.
Okay. Shocking.
That's probably why. That's why he didn't like the story. That's it. That's what it was.
I love donuts. I love donuts.
Rofo in for the kill. Rofo in for the kill after that. So my kid didn't want to share donuts. That's all I got. I don't have any idea what the hell it was.
You're getting to a point.
Yeah, because when you go to dinner, you offer a bite before you eat.
She wants a bite. She, when it comes to food, she's very territorial when it comes to her food. If she's got, like, she gets this Halo Top 280 calorie ice cream. I'm all for sugar because I can't be on sugar. I get a little honey in my tea, and I get a little honey on strawberries, which, by the way, is the greatest thing in the world if you want to sweeten a sour or a not quite ripe strawberry. Oh, my God, it's the bomb. Other than that, I'm off of sugar. I don't get sugar. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, she takes her, like, peanut butter-flavored Halo Top 280-calorie ice cream product, and I look over, and I'm like, honey, what flavor is that? This is exactly, and this is going to be another YouTube day. I have to give it. Pretend this teacup is the pint of ice cream.
Okay,
all right?
Good.
Okay, and so she's got her spoon. She's got her little spoon, Rob, and you asked me what flavor it is, okay?
Hey, Carla, what flavor ice cream is that?
Ah!
I have a question. Does she
pulls
come
away. Like this a little kid? Sorry,
does she come from a large family? Like
nope.
When she grew up?
No. Nope.
See, that's weird because that's behavior you see from someone that has like eight siblings.
She knows him.
Right. Right.
Oh, but a bite isn't a bite.
So it's a defensive mechanism. No. It's not survival.
If
it's
he
defense.
Gets a hold of that cup.
It was just her and her brother. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know why. I don't know what. No, I'm sorry. But the fact is,
hey, look, Mac isn't yawning anymore.
Nothing.
What the hell is the matter with you?
Nothing.
St. Patrick's
for you. For you too. All right, so that's it. It's Friday. You know what that means?
What feature do we do?
It's Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
And here's the good thing about Oscar's take: he doesn't know the categories.
I don't know the categories.
No, not at all.
So it's gonna be a free form Oscar's take.
Yeah, it's improv. Yes, and
so,
improv.
So it might be just as good as his limericks. We'll take a break and we'll come right back, everybody. Can afford a Ferrari. You know, we have many income streams right here at the Mike O'Mara Show. We have the bonus shows. That's a big one, isn't it, Rob?
Cornerstone.
Yeah, the show depends on it.
Work harder.
Real important. Go subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. We have our Amazon connection.
Yes.
Too.
Yes, the Amazon portal is huge. You must always use it.
Shop through Amazon. And, of course, we'd like you to support our advertisers. That's very important, is it not?
Yeah, and not just financial support, but support them morally.
You know you're an ass. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show every day. This portion of our program brought to you by Lost My Name. I've been telling you about this wonderful kids book, and I would love them to write a Lost My Name book about my son and donuts. But, you know, right now it's wonderful, beautiful animals, and they take the letters of my son's name, and they'll do it for any kid's name.
Yeah.
And they actually create a story with a children's book that is the most unique children's book I think I've ever seen. And it's an entire story based on the name, the letters of the name of the child. It's spectacular. You're going to love it. Yes, Rob?
I don't want to ruin the surprise, but I actually ordered one for Mac. It's called Lost My Interest in the Show.
There you go. Kids always find great things in their Easter baskets. Chocolate bunnies, jelly beans, Peeps, the best. Imagine your kid's face when they find a book in their basket that's all about them. Easter, another wonderful opportunity to get the Lost My Name book. With books from lostmy.name, that's exactly what they're going to get, and the books are better for you than candy. Each child's story based on the letters of their name. They follow the letters of their name throughout the book to discover the stories all about them. My son adores his, and it's a great, great gift for birthdays, baby showers, perfect addition to any Easter basket. Plus, Lost My Name also offers other one-of-a-kind personalized products that you can make in just minutes. Go to lostmy.name and enter your little one's name for a free review of their story, a preview of their story, rather. Once again, it's an unusual address, so please write this down. If you want to do this for somebody special, lostmy.name. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for 10% off. Plus, shipping is free worldwide, which is another bonus on this. Order now in time for Easter. What a great thing to put
the best.
In a, you know, even for like if you just had a next door neighbor and you thought,
oh,
hey, they got a small kid, they'd love this. Visit lostmy.name, use the TMOS code, and do it today. Cue the music. And now, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you is only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, I know that you, I believe, are a fan of Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Is that, it is entirely possible that Eddie Murphy is working on Coming to America 2 as we speak. Wednesday night, this is his Twitter account, posts a picture of Vanessa Bell Calloway. She was the hottie in the original.
Yes.
And the caption with her picture is, Coming to America sequel.
Ooh.
So I guess that's what,
hey,
you know, would we all, I personally, I think as far as Eddie Murphy, I expected more out of that career, to be honest with you, but
it fizzled awful fast.
Not your,
this
your
is
take.
Not
it's
Mike's
my take.
Take. It's Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
What's your take?
Thank Oscar's you, gentlemen.
Take. Mike's take. Right.
Look, remakes, sequels, this is really a fad in Hollywood these days, simply because you have a built-in audience that's going to bring you, hopefully, some built-in dollars to the box office. I personally think
built-in dollars.
That this is a lazy man's game. The idea that you can't come up with a new script or a new idea or remix an old idea.
Michael Corleone.
Bottle service.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a shame that there are voices right now that just want to be heard, that are creative, but Hollywood is not rewarding them because they're too scared to take the risk.
So
follow-up question.
Fan, oh, well, I was going to.
You guys are ruining Oscar's take.
Yeah, well, it's not us.
Did I stutter? so you're a fan. You're a fan. How you doing, Mac?
I'm doing great.
Jesus! The speed of him getting to the microphone.
You know, this extends.
It
like
really, it is almost like some feature on an iPhone. Hey, it doesn't look like real life.
God, now I know what Oscar goes through with you. Anyway, so you're an Eddie Murphy fan, but you don't think the sequel, you're not into the...
No. You know, it'd be fun to see how McDowell's is doing, if they have multiple chains by now.
Right.
Yeah, that would be cool to see. And if SoGlow actually made a transition and pivoted maybe to some other products.
Do you think Louis Anderson is still working at McDowell's?
No, but it would be great to see how he's transitioned, like in his other films.
That's true, like in Baskets.
All right, so Rob, did you have a follow-up?
Yeah, I did. What do you think, as an Eddie Murphy fan, what is the high point of Eddie Murphy's career?
Bowfinger.
I gotta agree.
Oscar, Hotel Sex, you're gonna be on the road this weekend.
Oh,
Hotel
yeah.
Sex is pretty sweet, thanks to soft sheets and room service
yeah.
being only a phone call away. Now science has discovered exactly why it's so damn good. Psychologist Amy Muiz from York University in Toronto claims, I know it's Canada, that she claims that holidays as a whole promote a kind of freedom which allows for more experimentation and inhibition in the bedroom. Routine can put a serious damper on the excitement of sex, a fact that Muiz supports. She claims that self-expansion is vital to our well-being. What is your take on this?
Well, I found, Mike, and this is not from experience. It's just simply from talking to friends, because I'm not a sexual deviant like some of my friends are.
Very
but
good.
The things you can do in a hotel room with ropes and with
what?
Candle wax really is something you don't want to try in your home or boudoir, because they can make a mess. A little candle wax on the rug, hard to get off. But if you're in a hotel,
so
you don't
speak.
Have to worry about it.
Okay. Thank you.
So
Thank
I do agree with that study.
It's wonderful. Oscar, guys don't generally wear cologne because they like it. It's all about attracting the ladies, which is why this is brilliant. There is a fragrance company called Demeter, D-E-M-E-T-R. They just released a new scent that makes you smell like kittens. It's called Kitten Fur. They describe the scent as, quote, the olfactory essence of the warmth and comfort from just behind a kitten's neck. A 4-ounce bottle, Oscar, costs $40 at DemeterFragrance.com. Kittens. That's
Mike, it's interesting you bring up fragrance, because there's another gentleman here in the studio while we do Oscar's take, and his name is Rob Ford.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And
Oscar's take.
When we're going to go see the proverbial
Rob and I enjoy going to the Rite Aid across the street, buying 90s cologne, and then walking into the adult gentleman's club right next door.
Sure.
We have done that in the past, so if you're going to smell like a kitten, that's fine. That's not my kink.
He's all for it.
We're cool water guys.
Here are the other scents they offer. Popcorn, giant sequoia. Don't know how that got in there. Give Rofo giant sequoia.
He had a giant sequoia when he went to Good Guys.
Hey, listen to this, Pony. They offer popcorn, giant sequoia, new baby, and gin and tonic.
I'm all in on gin and tonic.
There you go.
Hey, it's sad if you have to go to a cologne to smell like gin and tonic. Most of the people in this neighborhood smell like it naturally.
That's how it's saying. All right, moving right along. Where's my sounder? There it is. You might want to be careful using the term St. Patty's, P-A-T-T-Y-S, this March 17th. Some Irish people, Oscar, reportedly dislike the term St. Patty's, as the nickname is only applicable to Patricia, a woman's name and not a man, which St. Patrick was. St. Paddy's, with the D, is appropriate, however, because the alternative spelling is a nickname for Padraig, a variant of Patrick, according to website Patty Not Patty. On Oscar's take, I always like to throw in
Oscar's take.
He really doesn't give a rat.
Oh, no, he'll be in on this.
What's your take on the pronunciation and how we say St. Patrick?
Gentlemen, I think that at the root of any language is its actual origins of how you should actually pronounce and use the language. And that's a problem I've had my entire life, right? But I'll say this, that as I've assimilated and I've learned respect.
I'm sorry.
The traditions of this country.
A lot of editing. I'm sorry.
Full
Phony.
Of immigrants, Mike. I've realized that, look, St. Patty, St. Patrick's, it really, I think they're interchangeable. At the root of it, we should all know that we are falling to big beer and big brewery, because all they care about is you getting hammered and your parents getting hammered and the entire bar industry getting hammered, because all they're selling you is cheap beer. And as the once famous Mike O'Mara said to me, you know that green beer? It's Natty Light.
That's
you
right.
Thank you. Thank you.
You rude.
Well, that was almost a Belushi-like Oscar's take, wasn't it?
I liked it.
And finally on Oscar's take, the big O, and I'm not talking about you. A big O, Oscar, is a very good thing. That's why everyone loves the experience.
Sure.
Okay? There's no doubt about that. The good news for guys, and this is the latest that I've read on this, is that by attending to your partner's desires first, you will find everything goes better in the bedroom for you as well. And I welcome Oscar's take on this particular
Oscar's
bit
take.
Of the-
I've learned, gentlemen, that if you pay the bills, everything goes well for you as well. So you can choose. I would say that the latter probably benefits everyone. The former doesn't allow you to really bank on your own satisfaction.
I'm not following this at all.
I'm not either. That's one of the ones where I'm
If you pay the bills, your woman will take care of you.
Yeah, but former and latter, you realize, means like first and second.
Who cares? It's my take. Step off.
Oscar's take.
Thank you very much. That's it. That is Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed that. Safe travels out to Arizona.
I'll bring the wax.
You've imparted, once again, wisdom on our listeners. Have an extra Jack Daniels and diet on your way out there. You deserve it. We'll take a break and come back with the final bag of Rob's tiny sounds that he went out into the sound farm and grabbed for us today. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll have that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Another weekend means another Rob Radio. Isn't that great? This Saturday morning, wake up to the best music on the radio. We horse around, we have fun with music, we do a cool jazz thing, and we salute a rock and roll founding father that you probably have never heard of. The fun starts at 7, 97.1 FM in Delmarva, and 971thewave.com worldwide. Tune in and turn it up. Dancing is optional. Rob
Spielman! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Intern Commercial Corner, the TMOS bonus packages.
Yay!
Mac Michael McIntosh, tell us all about the wonderful TMOS bonus package and why it's so important.
The bonus package, it's just great for everyone. It's great listening. I listen to it every week, whether I'm on it or not, and it's just a great time had by all.
There you go. Good one.
Well
Rofo.
Done.
Rofo, what can you tell us about your desire for the TMOS bonus packages?
These are the stories that can't make it to the regular show. I know personally, I've shared my story of striking out with a threesome in Reno. my chick cheating on me.
Yeah.
And then me getting back together with her. It's Can't Miss Radio.
Oh, she
Adrian
hit you,
Gonzalez,
right?
Gonzalez, you're the last one up on the queue for the TMOS bonus packages. What's so special about the Mike O'Mara Show bonus package?
It's uncensored, it's fun, and we talk about prostitutes.
I will tell you, of all the things that have happened this week, that is me. Talk about leaving a good taste in my mouth.
Yum.
For our three, yeah. Our three interns, not knowing that was coming, and all of them hitting it, solid base hits, and some doubles and triples. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus package. Get it today. Delightful content for the most discriminating TMOS listener. Treat yourself. You have earned it, ladies and gentlemen. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday, St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. Rob Spiewak, way to go, guys.
I know. I'm going to assume you have your explosion at the ready, because it really wouldn't be St. Patrick's Day, and I wouldn't be a DJ if I didn't bring you a St. Patrick's Day parody record, Mike. So let's see how we do with this one.
Green beer, it tastes the same.
DJs.
I love it.
They hold DJs. Hold on. And now my curiosity. Yes. Is getting the best of me. Yes. Go ahead. Play it again.
Just a little bit. Okay. Right. This is a green beer. Yeah.
Green beer. It tastes the same. Going down and coming up later. Remember to eat a little something.
What's the matter with the audio on it? It's kind of weird.
It's just badly produced.
It's badly, sorry. It would have been better if it was clearer. They yeah. blew that.
Well, there's a lot of ways it could have been better, but happy St. Right. Patrick's Day, everybody. Yeah. I know that everyone will be celebrating the way I celebrate, which is watching from hot to not tonight as Mama June from the... Remember, Mike, she's lost a lot of weight. She's now 37 years old and looking wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yeah, she is...
Weight will age you. I saw a preview for this live and video. And
she
I
looks
said,
older now that she's lost the weight.
No, she looks... I would say this, that she looked older on the show because she was huge humongous, right?
Oh, yeah.
But now she... It's like she's lost all that weight, but that face, that weathered face,
well, Mike,
is
she's
still there.
She's pretty the way Kellyanne Conway is pretty.
Can I tell you this? I am stunned. What little video I have watched, I am stunned she is 37.
Uh-huh.
I thought she was 50.
I thought she was at least 47 years old.
Anyway, tonight she has a consult with the plastic surgeon.
When I started losing the weight, I weighed over 450 pounds. This is all like scar tissue.
Hold on, can you stop it for a second?
Yeah.
I weighed over 30 every year. What did that Hunyak say?
450 pounds.
50.
She was 450?
And Mike, that is nearly a quarter of a ton.
Jesus.
Just so you know.
Super duper. All right, go ahead.
Let's go back to the preview. Green beer.
What are your priorities? Arms, abdomen.
My is sagging and having four kids. I've thought about also getting my like
maybe our best bet is to do the breasts and the abdomen, because the breasts and the abdomen, those two surgeries really complement one another. I think to do those two out of the gates to begin with.
Can
and
I,
then come back and then we talk arms and we talk face.
Mike, the breast and the abdomen surgeries really complement each other.
You know, I spent a lot of time in New York City, and there was a delicious place called Kennedy's Fried Chicken. And whenever I would go in there up in Harlem, I would order the breast and the abdomen all the time.
Chicken That's abdomen, it. Extra crispy. Chicken
Did you hear her slide in? I've had four kids, that's why my abdomen was 450.
Yeah, and I always like a classy woman. That uses, and I have to apologize, Pony. A classy woman, when in a medical consult, refers to her.
Yeah, it's very nice. She's,
nice lady.
She's pure.
Class.
You know, she's being sued by one of her one of her daughters.
Why?
For half
cornbread?
A million dollars. Chickadee, I think it is.
Okay.
That's all you need. That's all you need right there, chickadee.
She says that Mama June has not paid her for her royalties or appearance rights on the program.
You know reality television.
Wow.
My God.
You know who's a delight, who is really funny? Ryan Reynolds.
He's a funny guy. Yeah,
very funny guy, and I love his work in Deadpool. But he was on Good Morning America yesterday. Carrie has actually been following him on Twitter because he tweets about how hard it is to be a parent. Mm. And he tells this story about how he literally has empathy. He feels for people that have to take an airplane ride with their children.
I've always had empathy for parents, you know, especially like flying and that sort of thing. I remember mm-hmm. Before I had kids, I was always like, God, that's hard. That's hard, you know, because you can see they're sweating and they're nervous because their kids yelling and everyone's mad at them. And you're just like, I was always like, oh, I know. And I'm the same way. I mean, I would rather drink a piping hot bowl of liquid rabies than get on a plane with my two children. At 2 years old, they just have to like rip all their clothes off and introduce themselves to everyone on the plane.
So great. A piping hot bowl of liquid rabies.
You know, having a little one, what you do as a parent, you realize like you'll do first. Like you'll take him to their first event. You'll take him here.
Right.
And then usually you don't get a return engagement. That's the way it rolls with a tiny person. It's and air travel is, what it makes me do is now when I'm next to somebody with a small kid, I actually try to help in any way I can.
Where can we drive to?
Yeah.
Exactly. What I mean?
We drive. Well, remember those road trips we used to take?
Yeah.
Thank you.
But I do, and Mike, you bring up a point. I am more sympathetic and helpful to people that have a kid on a plane because it is the biggest challenge, I think.
Makes it better.
Very tough. All right, let's close with this, Mike. Scientists now claim dogs, we've all had experience with dogs, dogs can lie.
A new study found that dogs are capable of lying. So Timmy didn't fall down a well. He was pushed. That's right. A new study found that dogs are capable of lying. And the most common one is, it's fine. I'm neutered.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody. Our snail mail address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Aaron, go bra.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Mike O'Mara, he's the leader of the show. And though they're few in numbers, they're the finest gang we know. They make a daily podcast, it's got downloads by the score. And if you buy the bonus show, it helps the business more. Oh, they're busting balls and they're taking calls and impressions fire away. Santana likes to keep it tight and flaunt his MBA. And Spiewak will be cracking all of his punch and the groaners will start to flow. A credit to the more network is Mike O'Mara's show. Rob sounds real little and pretty, and there's news you may not need. When Oscar tries to give his take, almost no one else agrees. If ever you plan to fill up their bag, they'll read your mail, you know. I swear you've never heard the likes of Mike O'Mara's show. Oh, they're busting balls, they're taking calls, and impressions fire away. Santana likes to keep it tight and flaunt his MBA. And Spiewak will be cracking all of his puns, and the groaners will start to flow. A credit to the more network is Mike O'Mara's show. Da 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 da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, credit to the more network is Mike O'Mara.